With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The task force leading efforts to address sexual abuse in Southern Baptist churches say they are preparing to launch a ministry database website in June. The task force chairman, Marshall Blaylock, told Baptist Press task force members are planning to have the website online when they give their report at the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting in New Orleans on June 13th. Lifeway Research recently released a study on church health, revealing four factors that predict church growth. The four factors are new commitments to Jesus Christ through your church, the rate that these new commitments get involved in your church, the portion of worship attendees who are involved in small group discipleship, and the church's size. Researchers agree the first point, new believers following Christ, is a work of the Holy Spirit, but they believe churches must be intentional in sharing the gospel within their community. Too often in ministry, our greatest defeats occur in our thinking, they write. When we focus on what God can do and on what we know He has called us to do, we can be faithful and fruitful, they write. You can see the full report at our website, baptistpress.com.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
How can pastors prepare for ministry over the long haul? Jonathan Jarboe shares four tips in the Baptist Press Toolbox. First, he says, make sure your calling to be a pastor is from God. Second, he encourages pastors to have a thick skin and develop a tolerance for criticism. You don't have to fix every critic, he writes. You don't even have to respond to every criticism. Sometimes your response is like blowing air on a spark. You are just helping someone start a fire that you are going to have to put out. Third, he says, strive for the glory of God, not the glory of man. When things are going well, this is important, he writes. But when things are not going well, this is equally important. We don't lead our ministry hoping people will like us, honor us, or sing our praises. We are in this with a single purpose of pointing people to Jesus for His glory, Jarboe says. Finally, he writes, real and lasting kingdom work in progress is accomplished exponentially with a long tenure. You can read his full piece at baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails.